This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Now, Paula McIntyre, week two of No Paula in Studio. She's joined us live in the North. I have to say, I came out of the programme last week and I could have eaten the first thing that I saw on the street. I was so, so hungry. How's the social distancing going for you?
It's not easy, but sure, it's a price we have to pay, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You sent me some gorgeous pictures during the week of a pot roast chicken in various stages.
Yes. So that's I think the thing is to obviously we're encouraged to go to the shops as little as possible. So, you know, this is a time to use what's in the cupboard and, you know, maybe take a chicken and get three meals out of it, really, John. I think is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, just to do your and I love a pot roast chicken. So this is a sort of a spiced pot roast. So that's your first bit.
The first photograph is of these beautiful red, and it must be paprika and turmeric.
Yeah.
And what's the green thing then?
Well, there's a wee bit of Coleman's mustard, and then there's garam masala.
Lovely.
So, mustard powder. Sorry, there's other mustards available. Sorry about that. I was just looking at the tin here. and there's turmeric. I think I've been reading through the week, you know, things to boost your immune system. So turmeric's one of them, John. So I've been kind of putting turmeric really in everything. Plus it gives gives the top of your chicken a nice golden colour. So does the mustard powder. And really just make a paste out of that and just put it all over the chicken. And then the thing to do then, I if you have one of those, a nice cast iron pot, or if you have a big roasting tray, put it in, throw a few vegetables around it, whatever you have. I mean, I've put celery and onions, but I mean, if you have carrots, put them in. Just really, this is the time just to use things, isn't it?
Yeah, and you don't need to cut these. I mean, I'm looking at your
no,
onions aren't,
no.
I was going to say cursed, but not cursed, but
well,
thick cut.
Rustic.
Celery yes. And onions. And the wee chicken in the pot then.
Aye, that's it. And then just get that in, and no foil or lid or anything, and the oil and the spices. And what you want to do is get your oven cranked up and get a nice bit of crispiness on the top of that. And that's the same if you're doing an ordinary roast chicken. If I was just doing a roast chicken dinner, I would normally just rub a bit of oil and mustard powder and salt over the top of the chicken, and then, you know, give it a really, really good roast so you get that lovely bubbling skin, you want that nice crispy skin. And then when that comes out of the oven, this is I've done the first stage of this because you can hear this now, John. There's a nice, that's a nice. So I've lifted the lid off that, and a nice sweet bubbling, and I can smell the nice. You know, it looks lovely. It's got a nice bit of colour on top now. And
so is that just bubbling in oil, or is there water in there as well?
No, there's nothing in that at that stage. That's just come straight out of the oven. So it's really pretty much the chicken itself is just sizzling. And then at that stage, if you put in some water, or if you manage to get a stock cube, add that to it. But they're like hen's teeth, actually. So just water's fine and a bit of salt. And then back into the oven for another half hour. And then when you bring that out again, John, that's when you put your vegetables in. So I've said leeks and potatoes. And then just put them in, and they'll cook in the juices. And it kind of spuds as well will soak up all those juices, and you have a wee bit of juice left, but you really have this lovely, when it comes out, nice pot roasted vegetables that have taken up the flavour of the spices and the chicken, you know, all the lovely flavour from the chicken. And you've got, and really just take that, let it rest for a minute and slice your breast, and that's your dinner there. So obviously,
so that's dinner number one. Put the chicken on top of the veg and the spuds, the breast, and all that. Yeah. Serve that. And then keep the rest, then keep the legs.
Keep your legs and any of the juices that are left over, keep them. And then this is going to become a soup at this stage. So I've got the soup here now. So it's really, you know, your butter beans, or if you have any kind of tin beans, just add that, shred up your chicken leg. I found some sun-dried tomato paste at the back of the fridge, which I actually is great because it does give that lovely sort of Mediterranean vibe to things. And then a tin of chopped tomatoes or passata. And then just, you know, put that all together, all your chicken, and you get this nice hearty soup with butter beans. It's still a wee bit chilly, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so and butter beans are fantastic too. You know, they're full of zinc, and that's good for healing. So that's it. And then, you know, if I had a wee bit left of that, John, I would maybe cook some pasta, add some cheese, and bake that, and you have like a butter bean chicken baked pasta. So you've got three days out of it, you know. So I think the thing is if you're going to do something, think ahead that, oh, I can do that with beans, or I can use some of the tomatoes or the pasta or the rice and that I have. Or, I mean, I think this has probably been a lesson to me as much dried beans I've accumulated over the past year, because every time I go abroad, I always bring back, you know,
stuff.
Some stuff like lentils or you know, other people bring, you know, postcards, bring tea towels and things. I bring dried beans, and but I'm glad of it now. So that's, I'm going to work my way through all that now.
That sounds amazing. So you have a spicy pot roast chicken dinner, then
that's
your
right.
Chicken and butter bean soup with the legs, and then whatever's left over that over after that, then you do the chicken and pasta
right.
And beans and a wee bit of cheese in that as well. That sounds gorgeous.
And I don't worry too much as well about spice mixes, because, you know, really whatever you have, and experiment with it. You know, if you have a wee bit of curry powder, don't worry, use it instead of the garam masala.
Yeah.
If you don't have the mustard powder, you can actually put a wee bit of, if you've got even Dijon mustard or whatever mustard you have. But it's a good time now, isn't it, to just experiment with things.
Yes, and find what you have down the back of the
cupboard.
Yeah,
exactly.
A scary experience. Paula, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank
indeed.
You, John.
I'm only sorry I can't eat it here, but good luck.
We'll
mind yourself and stay well, and we'll
all
talk
right.
to you next week. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.